You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Thursday, the 30th of January 2025. The Australian share market hit a record high today. We'll have the details with Ben Clark from TMS Capital in a few moments. But first, economists are continuing to pore over yesterday's softer-than-expected inflation report, which saw those at Westpac change their forecast from a May cut to February. And while economists at NAB put theirs on review today, they fell into line with the rest of the big four banks. For more, I spoke with NAB Chief Economist Alan Oster. Alan, you're now calling for a rate cut in February, changed from a previous call in May. Why?
Basically, we had a low CPI, which didn't surprise us, but within that low CPI, services and particularly costs associated with housing were lower than we were really expecting, and they look like they're permanent. So when you go forward, you get to 2.5% in a trim mean basically by, let's say, September, which is a lot lower or quicker than what we previously thought, and the RBA will do the same thing. So if they want to basically do something, the door's open.
What are the risks, though, to that forecast?
Markets have about a 90% chance of a rate cut, or a bit higher, actually. I think if I was honest, my honest answer would be 60-40. Why? The economy is still really good, or relatively good. Unemployment is low, and we're not seeing any signs of wages kicking up. In fact, they're coming down. So there's really a good argument to say, well, why go a bit earlier? You'll get more data in, and you'll have a better view of it. But given what we've got, and given what we think the Reserve Bank's going to do in their internal forecasts, it's more than likely that basically they'll start in February.
So now that all this talk about rate cuts are coming through, right, what's your message to people expecting interest rates to fall as quickly as they rose?
They won't, is the short answer. I think what you're going to have is a fairly thin rate cutting cycle. So there's no great hurry because of, you know, what we've talked about, the labour market and wage pressures and inflation. So we're saying something like 25 basis points a quarter and then maybe another 25 early next year, which gets us down to 3%. So you're not going to go back down to zero. You're going to go back down to something like zero. No, sorry. You're going to go back to something like 3%, which is neutral.
That's Alan Oster there, Chief Economist at NAB. Australian share market hit a record high today. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.6% to 8,493. For more, I spoke with Ben Clark, a portfolio manager from TMS Capital. Ben, so the Australian share market, the ASX 200 at a record today. What's driving it?
Yeah, it's really being driven by the changing rate outlook. So we're now in a falling interest rate outlook in the local economy. For businesses that are going to generate higher profits in years to come, that makes those earnings more valuable in future dollars, and the market will pay up for that. You've also got continued optimism about what's happening in the United States, so it feels like a good time for the market.
Is it on a march upwards? Will it continue to rise?
Yeah, so we had Credit Corp reported the first result of the February Australian earnings season, and I think that's going to be integral as to whether this market can keep going. Valuations have expanded quite significantly over the last year, and we really now need the earnings to do the work. So we've got to start to see some profit growth, some profit upgrades against what the market is expecting for that next leg higher in the local share market.
Which sectors are benefiting at the moment?
There's no doubt the main beneficiary in 2025 has been anything that's got exposure to the United States economy. It's been a double whammy on the upside for these companies. So first, we've got an improving outlook for the key markets that these companies operate in. And secondly, we've got an Australian dollar, which is still heavily out of favour. And so when you're translating those US dollar profits back locally, they're on much larger numbers. So if I look at some stocks in our portfolio, you've got businesses like Aristocrat, ResMed and Block all hitting highs at the moment.
So while this talk of the Australian Reserve Bank finally starting to cut interest rates potentially in February, at the same time the US Fed held rates overnight, but it already cut rates by about 100 basis points over 9 months. Why the pause though?
Yeah, I think the pause was due to the one thing that Jerome Powell didn't say at his long press conference, which was Donald J. Trump. We've got a incoming president who has promised a lot of policies that would be extremely inflationary if they were implemented too quickly. And we've also got an economy which continues to surprise in terms of its strength. And so I think that the Fed have looked at this combination and they said, we can't cut any further. We've got to wait and see how this plays out and make sure that we keep the inflation genie back in the bottle.
US reporting season is on at the moment. I think we heard from the likes of Tesla, Meta and Microsoft overnight. What do you make of it?
Look, it's been strong once again. You've got to remember, although we've seen some pretty weird price reactions, which we always do in the US, expectations are high coming into this reporting season and share prices have certainly been very strong. So I think even if companies are sort of holding their ground on results, that's actually a pretty good outcome at the moment. The interesting thing about this one has been it's actually been the old world businesses that have performed best. So companies like the banks and the retailing stocks, and that probably highlights the strength of the kind of Main Street economy, whereas the tech sort of stocks have had a more mixed reaction, which have previously been the stars in the quarterlies.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Opportunities feel fewer and further between. Our market locally is expensive on every metric. And so there's pockets of value out there, but I think you've got to be careful. And it really, to me, is now a stock picker's market. It's not an index market. So I think with those upcoming results, you want to have a look at how companies are reporting. Look for those businesses that are exceeding analyst expectations and potentially have been out of favour, and that's where you're starting to allocate.
That is Ben Clark there, Portfolio Manager at TMS Capital. Don't forget, if you do like the podcast, to give it a rating or a review on wherever you're listening to this podcast from, like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, for example, and click subscribe.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.